For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thankfully, Hurricane Milton has not been as strong as was feared, but still very, very substantial, and lots of different stories emerging due to what's been going on the East Coast.
Now, this is an interesting one because I wasn't expecting to see the headline of meteorologists' ashes were dropped into Hurricane Milton's eye. Yes, the eye of the storm, and yes, it is absolutely true. His name is Peter Dodge. He was a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration radar scientist at the Atlantic Oceanographic and Meteorological Laboratory in Florida.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Smart dude.
Yes. Probably. Spent most of his life chasing storms before he passed away at the age of 72 last year. He had asked that his ashes be saved, and if it was possible, to actually put them in the eye of a hurricane. And that's exactly what happened. Not only did he do all that work studying hurricanes, but he also spent 44 years receiving accolades, including the Department of Commerce Bronze Medal, the Army Corps of Engineer Patriotic Civilian Service Award, the Department of Commerce Gold Medal as part of a Hurricane Research Division group. This guy had so many multisyllabic words associated with it's like hard to even say them all. By the way, he also completed 386 eye penetrations throughout his career. 386 penetrations into the eyes of hurricanes. That's incredible.
Well,
that takes a lot of you-know-what to do that job.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I do too.
Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Another couple opportunities for you today to get your family to SeaWorld's Hollow Scream. Right now, it's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Who knows, you might win $100 too. Doesn't happen very often. It's cool when it does, though. It's coming up with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
We had so much fun last Friday when we played the game Back and Forth, where I give a letter and producer Jessica and John have to say a word that starts with that letter within 2 seconds or they're out. I think we should do it again.
I'm down. I destroyed Jessica last week.
So another round of Back and Forth. You have 2 seconds to give me your answer or you are buzzed out and we move on. Producer Jessica, I'm going to start with you today.
Okay.
Your letter is L. Go.
Larry.
Lotion.
Love.
Lou.
Lemon.
Lefty.
Lie.
Linguini.
Larry. Oh, nope. Already said that.
Boom. This is my game. This is my game. Finally found something I'm good at.
When you said Lou, I had another word in my head, and I had to be like, nope, this is a family show.
Oh, I was thinking the name. Can you do names? I don't know. Okay. John, your letter is F. Go.
Frankfurter.
Fairy.
Frankfurt.
Frog. No.
What?
Is using part of a word?
Frankfurter is a wiener. Frankfurt is a country. I think it's totally two different things. Let me check my book here. Yeah, two different things.
Okay.
Frankfurt
right.
A country or is it a town?
Frankfurt, well, whatever. You know, it's on the map. Frankfurt's in Germany.
In some of the game shows, if it's in the word, you can't use it, but whatever.
This is a radio show.
You know what, John? You won them all last time. You already have 1 point. Can you just give me this one?
No, I will not. I will not.
I think Tammy's right.
All right.
She's not right.
Okay.
One's a wiener. One's a city.
All right. Fine. We'll move on. Jessica, your letter is G.
Good golly.
God.
George.
Genius.
Gosh.
Geography. Gosh.
Geometry.
Gustavus.
Gastro.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Gastro.
Gastro.
Right.
Felt a fish.
Gas.
Gestation.
Girt.
Girth.
Oh, my God. She's out. All right, moving on.
Are you 12 years old?
John, your letter is S. Go.
Samsonite. Luggage. What do you mean? That's a word. Samsonite. How are you buzzing me?
All over that.
I'm sorry. I didn't get it out smoothly, but I didn't know that was the part of the rule. I still said an actual word. Samsonite.
Samsonite.
Okay.
Okay, Jessica D. Go.
Dog.
Delicious.
Divorce.
Delightful.
Detention.
Ooh, demerit.
Detractor.
Determined.
Dementia.
That's not funny. Why are we laughing at that?
But we're done. Okay, so just like last time, it stands for something, all the letters that we put together. What did we do? L-F-G-S-D.
There we go.
I like where we're going with that. Let's go, San Diego. You are the worst judge of this back and forth. I've won every one of those.
No, you did not.
Be quiet back there. Sean and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Kyle, who's in Lakeside. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, man?
Excellent. Driving home from work. Best part of my day.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Kyle. 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Kyle, at all times, you're going to go to Tammy, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio first.
Tammy, take a little break.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, now that she's out of here. Kyle, it would have been John Lennon's birthday this week. What band brought him to fame?
He was in the Beatles.
Variety ranks the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre as the best horror movie of all time. What is the capital of Texas?
Austin.
Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves reunited this week for the 30th anniversary of the movie they both starred in about a bomb that's on a bus that will explode if the bus goes below 50 miles per hour. What's that movie?
Speed.
Jenna Fisher from The Office was diagnosed with breast cancer last December, but after surgery, chemo, and radiation, she's now cancer-free and, quote, feeling great. Jenna is the co-host of the excellent Office Ladies podcast, along with Angela Kinsey, who played whom on The Office?
I do not have an idea.
And finally, actor Dan Stevens is having a birthday today. He played The Beast in the 2017 live-action movie Beauty and the Beast. What famous actress played Belle in that movie?
I'd love to throw you a guess, but unfortunately, my night at work is not allowing me to come up with a name.
All right, dude. Kyle, what you got going on this weekend? Tell me something good.
You know what? Hanging out with the kids, maybe getting some pool time.
Sounds good to me. Right. What time's the pool party start? What can I bring?
Sounds like a plan.
Kyle did 3 out of 5, Tim.
Nice job, Kyle.
Thank you.
It would have been John Lennon's birthday this week. What band brought him to fame?
The Beatles.
The Beatles is right. John would have been in his 80s if he'd still been alive today. I wonder what his music would sound like today. Right. You know. Oh, man. Anyway, it's 1-1. Kyle knew that. Variety ranks the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre as the best horror movie of all time. What is the capital of Texas?
I have to remember. I'm debating between Austin and San Antonio. But I'm not sure either one of those is right. San Antonio.
Should have gone with Austin.
Ah.
Kyle knew that. 2-1, Kyle. Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves reunited this week for the 30th anniversary of the movie they both starred in about a bomb that's on a bus that will explode if the bus goes below 50 miles per hour. What's the movie?
Speed.
Speed still holds up. Still a great movie. Kyle knew that. It's 3-2, Kyle. Tammy, Jenna Fisher from The Office was diagnosed with breast cancer last December, but after surgery, chemo, and radiation, she's now cancer-free and feeling great. Jenna is the co-host of the excellent Office Ladies podcast, along with Angela Kinsey, who played whom on The Office?
Dang it. Oh, man, I can't come up.
You're going to kick yourself because Angela Kinsey plays Angela.
Angela, yes.
Wow, look at this. It's 3-2 Kyle. You must get this right, Tammy. Or Kyle gets $100 to start his weekend off. Kyle, good luck to you, pal. I'm pulling for you.
Thank you, thank you.
Tammy, actor Dan Stevens is having a birthday today. He played the Beast in the 2017 live-action movie Beauty and the Beast. What famous actress played Belle in that movie?
Oh, God, I can see her, too. Oh, my God, I think I'm going to lose.
Kyle? You getting $100?
Okay, can you stop talking for a second?
I'm talking to Kyle. I'm having a conversation with Kyle.
Is it, oh, my gosh.
Emma Watson, better known as Hermione from the Harry Potter movies. Hey, Kyle, guess what, man? You just won $100.
Nice job.
Thank you very much. That's exciting.
Yeah, sure is, man. What a way to start your weekend off. Not only do you get $100, but your kids are going to love this.
Yes, 4 tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event, SeaWorld's Hollow Scream.
Heck yeah.
All right, Kyle, have a wonderful weekend, buddy. Enjoy not working. Before you leave, you get to say this.
Hi, I'm Kyle from Lakeside, and I graduated from Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You probably know LeVar Burton best from all the Emmys he won hosting The Reading Rainbow.
Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
LeVar Burton returns to television as the host of the CW's Trivial Pursuit game show. LeVar, you're a legend. Welcome to our show. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, y'all. Very, very happy to be here.
LeVar, you've reached generations. Reading Rainbow was a big part of my growing up, watching you on PBS, and I had such a love of books. How do you feel on the inside knowing what that did for so many kids?
I'm the son of an English teacher. It's pretty spectacular. Everything that I've ever done in the field of literacy is in honor of my mother, Irma Jean Christian. I every time I get an opportunity to say my mother's name in public, I do. That woman was phenomenal. And she was my first teacher and an avid reader. My mom read not just to us when my sisters and I were kids. She read in front of us every day. My mom always had at least 2 books, sometimes more, that she was reading simultaneously because she was just such a book junkie. And to be able to spread that love of the written word that I inherited from my mom to others, knowing fully well that, you know, I am who I am in large part because of my mom and because of what I read. I want everyone to have that experience because life is short and we got to get the most out of it that we possibly can. And if you can read in at least one language, you are, by my definition, free. No one can imprison your mind.
Hmm. My mother was a big reader, too, and passed that love on to me. And I, in turn, tried to pass that on to my kids. Most of them are very avid readers because it's not just learning. It's escapism. It's imagination. It's everything.
Absolutely. I tell people all the time, you know, your imagination is the tool that you will need more than anything else to succeed in life.
LeVar Burton is our guest. I can listen to you speak all day, dude. The host of the CW's Trivial Pursuit. Congratulations, you finally got your game show, man.
I did, right? And this is the game show that I was supposed to host.
You know, LeVar, also I want to touch back to, and you're talking about, you know, the fundamentals of who you are. I watched your episode of Finding Your Roots. I mean, how life-changing was that experience for you?
It really was. I said on the show, and it continues to be true, that experience has changed me fundamentally, specifically in the way I see myself as an American. I've always known that I'm an American, but I've discovered that I have an ancestor who served in the Arkansas legislature during Reconstruction. Okay. So what that says to me is not only am I an American, but I have receipts because my personhood has been challenged by American simply by the virtue of the color of my skin. To know that my family's been here contributing for generations gives me a sense of certitude about who I am and why I'm here. Mm-hmm. And it's shifted my consciousness in terms of my place in this world and specifically in this country.
LeVar Burton is our guest. He is the host of CW's Trivial Pursuit. But as I'm listening to you speak and I'm going through your amazing career, LeVar, there's nobody listening right now, no matter how old, that mm-hmm. hasn't been affected by you in some way, whether it was your wonderful work in Roots, whether it was Star Trek The Next Generation, Reading Rainbow, all the kids that you've encouraged to read. Basically, you've been dedicated your life to that thanks to your mom. You are so much a part of so many different people's lives. Is it a responsibility? Is that a lot of pressure? Or is that just really, really cool?
It's really, really cool.
I mean, you got 15 Emmys, dude. You got 15 Emmys.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, my mom was an English teacher, and to recognize that, you know, that I have had, you know, an impact on the reading habits of a lot of people, mm-hmm. It doesn't get any better than that.
Real quickly, because we have to wrap it up because we're running out of time. What was the most fun thing that you ever did guesting in?
That I ever did guesting
in? Yeah.
Well, it's great when they call you to be yourself. So I got to say Community and The Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Those are my favorite guest star appearances.
I loved you in The Big Bang Theory, too.
She was really hoping you'd say that, LeVar.
There you go.
All right. Check out LeVar Burton as the host of Trivial Pursuit. I want to get on that show, by the way. I think I could clean up. I'm just throwing it out there.
Uh-oh. That's a challenge.
Congratulations on a brilliant career, man. And thank you for spending some time with us.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Take care. That was cool, man. LeVar Burton, 15-time Emmy winner. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOM. If you had a male stripper Christmas movie on your bingo card, you win. Boy, Hallmark must be kicking themselves. They never thought of this one. Netflix is giving you everything you want in a Christmas movie, ladies. Heartwarming love story, nostalgia, and beefcake.
and jingle bells of a different sort.
It's not a candy cane. Anyway, it's called The Merry Gentleman. Mm-hmm. And here's the plot, okay? A big city girl travels home for the holidays to find that her parents' small-town entertainment venue is in financial trouble. Her solution? An all-male review. Chad Michael Murray stars as the Merry Gentleman.
What do you think, producer Jessica? Is this the kind of thing that we'd get into? I mean, you're not into the Hallmark Christmas movies, right? Or do you watch them just to torture yourself?
I don't watch the Hallmark ones, but I do like the Netflix ones.
Okay.
Because they can get, they're allowed to get a little dirtier.
Well,
and that's what Christmas movies should be. Nice and dirty.
Well, listen, as Chad Michael Murray says, quote, "This isn't your standard formatted genre piece for the holidays. It's something to get a little hot and bothered under the collar, which is great. But the romance is there. The sparks are flying. The Merry Gentleman.
I'm in.
Dangle all the way.
Oh my gosh.
Merry Christmas, everybody. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Go Padres!
I refuse to even welcome it into the universe that there's a possibility that the Padres play their last game of the season today. I refuse to even have those words exit my mouth again, because I do not believe it's going to happen. I do believe our San Diego Padres will take care of business tonight.
Okay.
The Dodgers are a good team.
Mm-hmm.
We are a better team, as in we are not as injured as they are. They are a beat-up team that beat us on Wednesday because they were literally playing for their lives, and they acted accordingly. Mm. Well, so are we now.
Yes.
Winner moves on. Loser gets to pack their golf clubs and take a nice little vacation for the next couple of months.
Yeah. Oh.
That's it.
Wow,
that's all there is to it.
My stomach actually turned a little bit.
Good. Good. Because we should be taking this very seriously. But yet, remember how fun it is.
Yeah.
And how great we are as a community when we latch on to the success of our sports teams, in this case, the San Diego Padres, who have provided so much love and excitement for us this year. What the heck? Let's do it again tonight as we get ready for the NLCS, fingers crossed, please, 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 against the all of a sudden red hot New York Mets.
Producer Jessica, favorite Padre player? I know it's hard, but pick
one. Profar.
Profar, okay.
I like his smile.
Yeah, you got a crush on Profar.
I have a major crush on Profar.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
John?
Okay. My favorite Padre. Oh, come on. Man, oh, man, oh, Manny!
Okay. Do you like him just just because you like to say that.
I like him because he can be a professor of how to hit when he's right on. He looks always unflappable.
He also always looks like he just started grade school.
He's got the youngest
baby face ever.
He really became my favorite player, even more so when the debacle that happened on Sunday night with the fans throwing the things out on the field, when Manny took the team, put his arms rather around the entire team's, it seems, shoulders and just basically ordered them.
Yeah, get it together.
And it was just, I just like, that's who you want. So yeah, definitely Manny. How about you?
Well, you know who my favorite is, Jackson Merrill.
Awesome.
Oh, I just love that kid. Do you know there's like this whole subsection, this whole TikTok section that I've wandered into lately of ladies thirsting after different Padres players?
Well, that's
and
not
they're
shocking.
Not the ones that I would have immediately thought as like heart-throbby. Like Tatis, yeah. Like, because right. That's, he's always taking his shirt off. Like, that's,
yeah.
I get that. So I've seen a bunch on Dylan Cease.
Okay.
Dylan Cease is a handsome man.
He's a very handsome man. And Ha-Seong Kim.
Ha-Seong Kim's a handsome man.
He's a handsome man, but I'm not, I just didn't see him as one of them that ladies be like, oh, there's my baby daddy. And I'm like, oh, jeez.
Whoa. This escalated quickly.
TikTok I saw.
Hey, you got us all riled up with the Netflix, what is it called? Merry Gentlemen.
Merry Gentlemen, a heartwarming Christmas story about male strippers.
Yeah, you did that just earlier. So now Jessica and I are in that thought process.
I've also seen a lot of ladies thirst over Jacob Cronenworth.
Crony? Yeah.
Okay, not this group, apparently. But they're out there. And my daughter Abby, if it's not Cease, she loves the starting pitchers, man. She is so in love with Joe Musgrove.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That's our lovely
Everyone's
boy.
In love with Joe Musgrove, for sure.
All right, well, I choose to welcome the idea that we are going to be celebrating this team throughout the weekend after the events of this evening. God, if you're listening, please. You know you like us better than L.A. God. You know you do.
Well, yeah, I know
you can't
honesty,
admit it. It's like a favorite kid. You can't really say it out loud, but you know you think it. God. If you had a male stripper Christmas movie on your bingo card, you win. Boy, Hallmark must be kicking themselves. They never thought of this one. Netflix is giving you everything you want in a Christmas movie, ladies. Heartwarming love story, nostalgia, and beefcake.
and jingle bells of a different sort.
It's not a candy cane. Anyway, it's called The Merry Gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the plot, okay? A big city girl travels home for the holidays to find that her parents' small town entertainment venue is in financial trouble. Her solution? An all-male review. Chad Michael Murray stars as The Merry Gentleman.
What do you think, producer Jessica? Is this the kind of thing that we'd get into? I mean, you're not into the Hallmark Christmas movies, right? Or do you watch them just to torture yourself?
I don't watch the Hallmark ones, but I do like the Netflix ones.
Okay.
Because they're allowed to get a little dirtier.
Well,
and that's what Christmas movies should be. Nice and dirty.
Listen, as Chad Michael Murray says, quote, "This isn't your standard formatted genre piece for the holidays. It's something to get a little hot and bothered under the collar, which is great. But the romance is there. The sparks are flying. The Merry Gentleman. I love
it. I'm in.
Dangle all the way.
Oh my gosh.
Merry Christmas, everybody. John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Go Padres!
I refuse to even welcome it into the universe that there's a possibility that the Padres play their last game of the season today. I refuse to even have those words exit my mouth again, because I do not believe it's going to happen. I do believe our San Diego Padres will take care of business tonight.
Okay.
The Dodgers are a good team.
Mm-hmm.
We are a better team, as in we are not as injured as they are. They are a beat-up team that beat us on Wednesday because they were literally playing for their lives, and they acted accordingly. Mm. Well, so are we now.
Yes.
Winner moves on. Loser gets to pack their golf clubs and take a nice little vacation for the next couple of months.
Yeah. Oh.
That's it.
Wow,
that's all there is to it.
My stomach actually turned a little bit.
Good. Good. Because we should be taking this very seriously. But yet, remember how fun it is.
Yeah.
And how great we are as a community when we latch on to the success of our sports teams, in this case, the San Diego Padres, who have provided so much love and excitement for us this year. What the heck? Let's do it again tonight as we get ready for the NLCS, fingers crossed, please, 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 against the all of a sudden red-hot New York Mets.
Producer Jessica, favorite Padre player? I know it's hard, but pick
Profar.
Profar, okay.
I like his smile.
Yeah, you got a crush on Profar.
I have a major crush on Profar.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
John?
Okay. My favorite Padre, oh, come on. Man, oh, man, oh, Manny!
Okay. Do you like him just because you like to say that?
I like him because he can be a professor of how to hit when he's right on. He looks always unflappable.
He also always looks like he just started grade school.
He's got that baby.
He's got the youngest baby face ever.
He really became my favorite player, even more so when the debacle that happened on Sunday night with the fans throwing the things out on the field, when Manny took the team, put his arms rather around the entire team's, it seems, shoulders and just basically ordered them.
Yeah, get it together.
And it was just, I just like, that's who you want. So yeah, definitely Manny. How about you?
Well, you know who my favorite is, Jackson Merrill.
Awesome.
Oh, I just love that kid. Do you know there's like this whole subsection, this whole TikTok section that I've wandered into lately of ladies thirsting after different Padres players?
Well, that's
and they're
shocking.
Not the ones that I would have immediately thought is like heart-throbby. Like Tatis, yeah. Like, because
right.
that's, he's always taking his shirt off. Like, that's,
yeah.
I get that. So I've seen a bunch on Dylan Cease.
Okay.
Dylan Cease is a handsome man.
He's very handsome man. And Ha-Seong Kim.
Ha-Seong okay. Kim's a handsome man.
He's yeah. a handsome man, but I'm not, I just didn't see him as one of them that ladies yeah. be like, oh, there's my baby daddy. And I'm yeah. like, oh, jeez.
Whoa. This escalated
I was
quickly.
TikTok hey. I saw.
Hey, you got us all riled up with the Netflix, what is it called? Merry Gentlemen.
Merry Gentlemen, a heartwarming Christmas story about male strippers.
Yeah, you did that just earlier. So now Jessica and I are in that thought process.
I've also seen a lot of ladies thirst over Jacob Cronenworth.
Crony? Yeah.
Okay, not this group, apparently. But they're out there. And my daughter Abby, if it's not Cease, she loves the starting pitchers, man. She is so in love with Joe Musgrove.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
that's our lovely
Everyone's
boy.
In love with Joe yeah. Musgrove, for sure.
All right, well, I choose to welcome the idea that we are going to be celebrating this team throughout the weekend after the events of this evening. God, if you're listening, please, 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 please. You know you like us better than LA God. You know you do.
Well,
yeah,
I
know you can't
Odyssey,
admit
yeah.
it. It's like a favorite kid. You can't really say it out loud, but you know you think it. God. Go Padres. Go Godres.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Hitting up Poway. Good morning, Curtis.
Hey, good morning.
Would you do me a favor, buddy, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, please leave. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Right to the point. Curtis, I got five pop culture questions for you, buddy. You get more right than Tammy. You can get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also, a reminder to you, Curtis, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
After Monday Night Football announcer and Pro Football Hall of Famer Troy Aikman called Taylor Swift the Mrs. during a broadcast, Taylor and her boyfriend had to release a statement letting us know that they are not married or engaged. Who is Taylor Swift's boyfriend?
Travis Kelce.
Jenna Fisher, Pam from The Office, was diagnosed with breast cancer last December, but after surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, she's now cancer-free and, quote, feeling great. When The Office first started, what was Pam's job at Dunder Mifflin?
She was the front desk girl person.
Entertainment Weekly put out a list of the top haunted house movies of all time, and Disney's The Haunted Mansion is not on that list. Right now, The Haunted Mansion is decked out for Halloween, and it's all about Jack Skellington from what movie?
A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ian McKellen based his Gandalf voice on the actual voice of the Lord of the Rings author. Who was the author of the Lord of the Rings movies, novels?
J.R. Tolkien.
And finally, the voice of Ariel in Disney's 1989 movie The Little Mermaid is having a birthday this week. What is the name of Ariel's royal father in The Little Mermaid?
King Triton.
Tammy back in.
Oh, did we get them all?
Curtis is feeling pretty good. Hang on, we'll let Tammy know together. Good. Curtis, what you got going on this weekend, pal?
I'm just working this weekend. I'm on my way to drop my daughter to school this morning. We listen to you guys every morning.
What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Perrin. Perrin with a P. P-E-R-R-I-N.
Perrin. Good morning, Perrin. Have a good day at school today. Oh, how cute does Perrin sound? Curtis and Perrin went 5 out of 5. I'll say it again, 5 out of 5. That doesn't happen very often,
nope.
But when it does, we do something a bit differently. I'm sure you remember, Tammy, but I'm not going to let you know if you got these right until after we're done.
Yes.
That will build suspense, you see. You want to take a break for a second? You
no,
good?
No, that's
okay,
fine.
Here we go.
You got this.
That's very sweet. Very sweet.
Curtis, come on, man. We're all cheering for you. How about you cheer for you? All right, here we go. After Monday Night Football announcer and Pro Football Hall of Famer Troy Aikman called Taylor Swift, quote, the missus, during a broadcast, Taylor and her boyfriend had to release a statement letting us know that they are not married or engaged.
Yes.
Who is Taylor's boyfriend?
Travis Kelce.
Tammy Jenna Fisher, Pam from The Office, was diagnosed with breast cancer last December, but after surgery, chemo, and radiation, she's now cancer-free and feeling great. When The Office first started, what was Pam's job at Dunder Mifflin?
Was she the receptionist?
Entertainment Weekly put out a list of the top haunted house movies of all time, and Disney's The Haunted Mansion is not on the list.
Mm.
Right now, The Haunted Mansion is decked out for Halloween, and it's all about Jack Skellington from what movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ian McKellen based his Gandalf voice on the actual voice of the Lord of the Rings author. Who was the author of the Lord of the Rings novels?
Tolkien.
The voice of Ariel in Disney's 1989 movie, The Little Mermaid, is having a birthday this week. What is the name of Ariel's royal father in The Little Mermaid?
King, dang it. Ulysses?
Let's go to the board. Travis Kelce is Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Perhaps you've heard. You both got that right. Everyone who watches The Office remembers Jenna Fisher as the receptionist, or as Curtis went with, the front desk girl. We'll go with that as well. The Nightmare Before Christmas is what's decked out right now at the Haunted Mansion. You both nailed that. J.R.R. Tolkien is the author of The Lord of the Rings. Nice job on that. However, I don't know who King Ulysses is.
I don't know.
But I do know who King Triton is. And that was the answer for Curtis, which means, wow, another loss for Tammy. $100 coming your way. How about that, Curtis?
Yeah!
All right. And your family will be stoked about the prize you're going
to
get.
Yes, 4 tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event, SeaWorld's Howl-O Scream, going on now through November 2nd.
That's so awesome. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy that. Have a great day at school.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, honey. And before you leave, Curtis, the best thing is you get to say this.
Hi, I'm Curtis Impalway, and I graduated Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It wasn't so long ago that our coworker Greg would look forward to the weekends to do whatever he wanted to do. Go out with the boys, have brunch with the lady, walk around the house in your underwear and not even care.
Yeah.
Basically whatever he wanted to do. Yeah. Well, thanks to being married and being a father of 2 toddlers, those days are long gone. They'll return again, but you got some time.
That's not where that goes. Stop licking the windows and biting's not okay. That's life. Life with toddlers today.
Remember, Greg, toddlers don't care if you're hungover.
Yeah, I've learned that, yes. And as I'm coming
Daddy, why do you look so bad? Daddy, are you throwing up?
Why are you on the couch so long?
Get up. Here, let me body slam you.
Yeah, or headbutt you in the eye socket.
What's
yeah.
on the agenda this weekend with the toddlers, Greg?
Well, I will say we are coming up fastly approaching on my daughter's 3rd birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's the 3-year anniversary of me becoming a dad.
Oh.
And I want to take this moment to shout out all the part-time or full-time single parents.
Okay.
Okay. And as a part-time single parent, I've got a lot on my shoulders.
Okay.
Because when I get out of here, I go home and I slap hands with my wife in the middle of the afternoon, and she's at work for the rest of the day. Some say the hardest part of the day when dealing with 2 small children.
Yes. Okay.
But there was a small victory last
night. I think you're one of those people that says that. I have a hunch that you're one of them.
Yesterday, I did have a small victory.
Okay.
Devin was actually excited to eat dinner. She
said,
she was like, woo!
Is she anti-dinner?
Pasta! Woo!
Is she anti-dinner as of late?
Oh, man. If it's not cereal, she's not eating it.
Yeah.
You know? So with the fact that she was actually excited to eat dinner, and she's not at the point yet where she's actually critiquing my food. They mostly that's eat good. Whatever it is, you know. But, you know, that's a win in the world of parenting. And yes. I'm going to take that one and keep that one in my back pocket for a rainy day. I'm trying now to perfect the art of the pancake.
Oh.
And get perfect little discs of pancake.
Okay.
I can help you with that.
Because, listen, these things, they're coming out all kinds of weird looking shapes and, sure. and sizes. And I'm like, I got to get this down now.
Yeah.
Because if they keep coming out like this when they get older, they're not going to eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to eat them at all.
These are shaped funny.
Yeah. No.
This is garbage.
I'm not eating that one. No. No.
So all you need is some help with the shape of said pancake.
Well, also the first. Well, there's something about the first one that always comes out a little weird, too.
Okay. Yeah,
there's something wrong with
pancake
that.
Pancake making is an art. Everyone thinks it's very easy, but pancake
I'm trying to work on that because they're gonna tear me down and rip my soul out if I don't have these things perfected.
Well, congratulations, Greg. You've come to the right person about this.
I thought so.
I will have a pancake tutorial with you later on because it is very important. My children were and still are. If I make them pancakes whenever, they're very, very stoked. So, yeah. Greg, have a good show later on today.
Thank you. We've got tickets to Imaginarium again today, a dazzling walk-through light display. It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Great thing to take kids to.
Great
right?
for the kids, great for the whole family.
That's not where that goes. Stop licking the windows and biting's not okay. That's life. Life with toddlers today.
Tammy, what are you doing this weekend? Give me something good.
Okay, so, well, along with everyone else, we'll be watching the Padres tonight, but I also have one of my oldest best friends coming in to stay, and we're doing a girls' night. So hanging out, getting comfy, watching the game, throw on the PJs, talk a little smack, you know, maybe even stay up late.
I, too, will be watching us win tonight. Celebrating with the rest of San Diego throughout the weekend. I do believe I might be making a trip to L.A. to see an old friend in concert, Miss Kimberly Perry from the band Perry.
Oh, nice.
She's playing a show at the Troubadour.
Okay.
And I've never been to the Troubadour.
Right.
My daughter raves about the Troubadour and the Elton John got his start there and how tiny and kind of dive bar-y it really is and all the awesome history, musical history that it has. I don't like to make the trip to L.A. very often.
But for something like that, you can, for
but
sure.
But I will be wearing my Padres gear in L.A. at the Troubadour Saturday evening.
Okay.
Looking forward to that.
Really? You're going to wear Padres gear at a concert?
If it irritates LAans, yes. 100%. Oh, I might go in full uniform.
Oh, my God. I would think that you'd want to dress for the show that you're
That's
going
the show,
to.
My show.
Be careful.
Have a wonderful weekend. And go Padres!
Go Padres!
Totally dressed like that.
It's Tammy. College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Hitting up Poway. Good morning, Curtis.
Hey, good morning.
Would you do me a favor, buddy, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, please leave. Thank you.
All right, good luck.
Right to the point. Curtis, I got five pop culture questions for you, buddy. You get more right than Tammy. You can get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, a reminder to you, Curtis, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
After Monday Night Football announcer and Pro Football Hall of Famer Troy Aikman called Taylor Swift the Mrs. during a broadcast, Taylor and her boyfriend had to release a statement letting us know that they are not married or engaged. Who is Taylor Swift's boyfriend?
Travis Kelce.
Jenna Fisher, Pam from The Office, was diagnosed with breast cancer last December, but after surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, she's now cancer-free and, quote, feeling great. When The Office first started, what was Pam's job at Dunder Mifflin?
She was the front desk girl person.
Entertainment Weekly put out a list of the top haunted house movies of all time, and Disney's The Haunted Mansion is not on that list. Right now, the Haunted Mansion is decked out for Halloween, and it's all about Jack Skellington from what movie?
A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ian McKellen based his Gandalf voice on the actual voice of the Lord of the Rings author. Who was the author of the Lord of the Rings movies, novels?
J.R. Tolkien.
And finally, the voice of Ariel in Disney's 1989 movie The Little Mermaid is having a birthday this week. What is the name of Ariel's royal father in The Little Mermaid?
King Triton.
Tammy back in.
Did we get them all?
Curtis is feeling pretty pretty good. Hang on. We'll let Tammy know together. Good. Curtis, what you got going on this weekend, pal?
I'm just working this weekend. On my way to drop my daughter to school this morning. We listen to you guys every morning.
What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Perrin. Perrin with a P. P-E-R-R-I-N.
Perrin. Good morning, Perrin. Have a good day at school today.
Thank you.
Oh, how cute does Perrin sound? Curtis and Perrin went 5 out of 5. Say it again, 5 out of 5. That doesn't happen very often,
nope.
But when it does, we do something a bit differently. I'm sure you remember, Tammy, but I'm not going to let you know if you got these right until after we're done.
Yes.
That will build suspense, you see. You want to take a break for a second? You
no,
good?
No,
that's okay,
fine.
Here we go.
You got this.
That's very sweet. Very sweet.
Curtis, come on, man. We're all cheering for you. How about you cheer for you? All right, here we go. After Monday Night Football announcer and Pro Football Hall of Famer Troy Aikman called Taylor Swift, quote, the missus, during a broadcast, Taylor and her boyfriend had to release a statement letting us know that they are not married or engaged.
Yes.
Who is Taylor's boyfriend?
Travis Kelce.
Tammy Jenna Fisher, Pam from The Office, was diagnosed with breast cancer last December, but after surgery, chemo, and radiation, she's now cancer-free and feeling great. When The Office first started, what was Pam's job at Dunder Mifflin?
Was she the receptionist?
Entertainment Weekly put out a list of the top haunted house movies of all time, and Disney's The Haunted Mansion is not on the list.
Mm.
Right now, The Haunted Mansion is decked out for Halloween, and it's all about Jack Skellington from what movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ian McKellen based his Gandalf voice on the actual voice of the Lord of the Rings author. Who was the author of the Lord of the Rings novels?
Tolkien.
The voice of Ariel in Disney's 1989 movie, The Little Mermaid, is having a birthday this week. What is the name of Ariel's royal father in The Little Mermaid?
King, dang it. Ulysses?
Let's go to the board. Travis Kelce is Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Perhaps you've heard. You both got that right. Everyone who watches The Office remembers Jenna Fisher as the receptionist, or as Curtis went with, the front desk girl. We'll go with that as well. The Nightmare Before Christmas is what's decked out right now at the Haunted Mansion. You both nailed that. J.R.R. Tolkien is the author of The Lord of the Rings. Nice job on that. However, I don't know who King Ulysses is.
I don't know.
But I do know who King Triton is. And that was the answer for Curtis, which means, wow, another loss for Tammy. $100 coming your way. How about that, Curtis?
Yeah!
All right. And your family will be stoked about the prize you're going
to
get.
Yes, 4 tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event, SeaWorld's Howl-O Scream, going on now through November 2nd.
That's so awesome. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy that. Have a great day at school.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, honey. And before you leave, Curtis, the best thing is you get to say this.
Hi, I'm Curtis Impawe, and I graduated Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It wasn't so long ago that our coworker Greg would look forward to the weekends to do whatever he wanted to do. Go out with the boys, have brunch with the lady, walk around the house in your underwear and not even care.
Yeah.
Basically whatever he wanted to do. Yeah. Well, thanks to being married and being a father of 2 toddlers, those days are long gone. They'll return again, but you got some time.
That's not where that goes. Stop licking the windows and biting's not okay. That's life. Life with toddlers today.
Remember, Greg, toddlers don't care if you're hungover.
Yeah, I've learned that, yes. And as I'm coming
up... Daddy, why do you look so bad? Daddy, yeah, are you throwing up?
Why are you on the couch so long?
Get up. Here, let me body slam you.
Yeah, or headbutt you in the eye socket.
What's on the agenda this weekend with the toddlers, Greg?
Well, I will say we are coming up fastly approaching on my daughter's 3rd birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's the 3-year anniversary of me becoming a dad.
Oh.
And I want to take this moment to shout out all the part-time or full-time single parents.
Okay.
Okay. And as a part-time single parent, I've got a lot on my shoulders.
Okay.
Because when I get out of here, I go home and I slap hands with my wife in the middle of the afternoon, and she's at work for the rest of the day. Some say the hardest part of the day when dealing with 2 small children.
Yes. Okay.
But there was a small victory last
night. I think you're one of those people that says that. I have a hunch that you're one of them.
Yesterday, I did have a small victory.
Okay.
Devin was actually excited to eat dinner.
She said,
she was like, woo!
Is she anti-dinner?
Pasta! Woo!
Is she anti-dinner as of late?
Oh, man. If it's not cereal, she's not eating it.
Yeah.
You know? So with the fact that she was actually excited to eat dinner, and she's not at the point yet where she's actually critiquing my food. They mostly that's eat good. Whatever it is, you know. But, you know, that's a win in the world of parenting. And I'm going to take that one and keep that one in my back pocket for a rainy day. I'm trying now to perfect the art of the pancake.
Oh.
And get perfect little discs of pancake.
Okay.
I can help you with that.
Because, listen, these things, they're coming out all kinds of weird looking shapes and sizes. And I'm like, I got to get this down now.
Yeah.
Because if they keep coming out like this when they get older, they're not going to eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to eat them at all.
These are shaped funny.
Yeah. No.
This is garbage.
I'm not eating that one. No. No.
So all you need is some help with the shape of said pancake.
Well, also the first. Well, there's something about the first one that always comes out a little weird, too.
Okay. Yeah,
there's something wrong with
pancake
that.
Pancake making is an art. Everyone thinks it's very easy, but pancake
I'm trying
making
to work on
art.
That because they're gonna tear me down and rip my soul out if I don't have these things perfected.
Well, congratulations, Greg. You've come to the right person about this.
I thought so.
I will have a pancake tutorial with you later on because it is very important. My children were and still are. If I make them pancakes whenever, they're very, very stoked. So, yeah. Greg, have a good show later on today.
Thank you. We've got tickets to Imaginarium again today, a dazzling walk-through light display. It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Great thing to take kids to,
great
right?
for the kids, great for the whole family.
That's not where that goes. Stop licking the windows and biting's not okay. That's life. Life with toddlers today.
Tammy, what are you doing this weekend? Give me something good.
Okay, so, well, along with everyone else, we'll be watching the Padres tonight, but I also have one of my oldest best friends coming in to stay, and we're doing a girls' night. So hanging out, getting comfy, watching the game, throw on the PJs, talk a little smack, you know, maybe even stay up late.
I, too, will be watching us win tonight. Celebrating with the rest of San Diego throughout the weekend. I do believe I might be making a trip to L.A. to see an old friend in concert, Miss Kimberly Perry from the band Perry.
Oh, nice.
She's playing a show at the Troubadour.
Okay.
And I've never been to the Troubadour.
Right.
My daughter raves about the Troubadour and the Elton John got his start there and how tiny and kind of dive bar-y it really is and all the awesome history, musical history that it has. I don't like to make the trip to L.A. very often.
But for something like that, you can, for
but
sure.
But I will be wearing my Padres gear in L.A. at the Troubadour Saturday evening. Okay. Looking forward to that.
Really? You're going to wear Padres gear at a concert?
If it irritates LAans, yes. 100%. Oh, I might go in full uniform.
Oh, my God. I would think that you'd want to dress for the show that you're
going
to.
That's the show.
To.
My show.
Be careful.
Have a wonderful weekend. And go Padres!
Go Padres! Totally
different. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.